Rosh Chodesh Teves, Vov de Chanukah, Friday the 14th of December, Rabbi Bevel Knopfler, Chanukah Rosh Chodesh.
I presume everybody has already been through Kriyas HaTorah this morning. I'm sure some people can be before davening if they want to. They want to have a Kriyas and learning before davening. It's not such a bad thing. But in Kriyas HaTorah this morning, we had two separate chiyuvim, one for Rosh Chodesh and one for Chanukah. So, which one do you do first? Halacha is Todir v'she'ena Todir, Todir Kodim. You've got Chanukah, you've got Rosh Chodesh, which is more Todir, and Chanukah not as Todir. So the Halacha is Todir v'she'ena Todir, Todir Kodim. You first do the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh and then you do Chanukah. If it's Shabbos, Chanukah, and Rosh Chodesh, then you do the Sedra, you do Rosh Chodesh, you do Chanukah. The Sedra is a Todir, the second Todir is Rosh Chodesh, third Todir is Chanukah, so Todir v'she'ena Todir, Todir Kodim. For some of you, at least by us, that's how they do it. The Shir Shal Yom is one for the day, one for Rosh Chodesh, and one for Chanukah. So in our shul, I don't know what they do in others, but in our shul what they do is, in Shir Shal Yom, they did Hayom Shishi B'Shavos, then Baruch Hinafshi for Rosh Chodesh, and after Baruch Hinafshi, they did Mizmor Shir Chanukas for Chanukah. That's how we do it. Now, Todeh B'Sheinu, Todeh Kodem, it's a knal, which Be'emes is Be'etzem learns how to psukim in the Gemara Zvochim, and it is a din d'oraisa. It might always not be applicable by some, because the whole Kriyas HaTorah is not d'oraisa, but the etzem concept of Todir v'she'inu Todir, Todir Kodim, is definitely a din which is applicable to things which are min HaTorah as well, and it is a din min HaTorah. With Korbonus, you bring the Tomid before the Musaf. The reason why is, well, the Gemara brings another pasuk for it as well, but Tosafos asks a kasha, why not? You should learn it out from the din of Kol HaTodir Mechaveroi Koidim, because of Todir V'She'enei Todir, Todir Koidim. Problem arises, which is not relevant this year, but it is in many years, when you have Shabbos Chanukah. When you have Shabbos Chanukah, Shabbos Chanukah, maybe even Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. You have Shabbos Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, so the Kriyas HaTorah goes Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. Haftorah, we're not matriach on the tzibur to go through three haftorahs. The one for the Sedra, the one for whether it be in Shul until Mincha, it would be a long time. Yeah? That's one of the reasons. But we don't go through all the haftorahs. So we choose one. One of the three relevant haftorahs, which would be Sedra, Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah. We choose one Haftorah out of three. Even now, Shabbos Chanukah, you've got Be'etzem, the Sedra, and you've got Chanukah. So we choose Chanukah. If it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh only, we choose Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and Chanukah, it's Chanukah. Why is that? Why is that? So the truth of the matter is, when I say why is that, you'll tell me it's nothing to do with the din of Todeh V'She'enei Todeh, Todeh Kodem. Todeh V'She'enei Todeh, Todeh Kodem means I'm doing all of them. If I do all of them, then the halacha is that if I do all of them, there's a seder, there's an order what you do. But if my choice is not to do all of them, my choice is doing one out of the two or one out of the three, there's no knal of Todeh V'She'enei Todeh, Todeh Kodem. Now, can you agree with that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not true. Not true. I'll tell you in a minute. Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gimel on the base, is actually Oymed on the Shaila. And I'll tell you what it starts with. It starts with the Gemara. The Gemara says in Shabbos, Chof Gimel, the Gemara goes through the various cases of a person who's only got either enough money or enough time, whatever it might be. And one of the shadows of the Gemara is, he's got enough, let's say, money, either for Ner Chanukah, or for wine for Kiddush. Kiddush Hayom, Shabbos, Chanukah, he's got money for Ner Chanukah, but not for both. He can't, he's not able, whether it's because of time or because of money shortage, he's not able to get both the Ner Chanukah and the Kiddush Hayom, the wine for Kiddush. What should he do? So the Gemara says there's two tzadim. One is, maybe he should go for Kiddush. Why? Because Tazir, Rashayna Tazir, Tazir Kaidim. Kiddush is more Tazir. So that's the Ran's Kasha, Mr. Kaufman. You're 100% right. It's the Ran's Kasha. And the Ran says, yeah, that this person has got Chalas on which he can make Kiddush. So it's only a question of the Hidur of having Yain for Kiddush. That's the question. The Raisa will be Yotz in any case. You're 100% right. Yeah? 100% right. So the question is, wine for Kiddush or Neiris Chanukah? What should he do? So the Gemara speaks out, what are the two tzadim? One tzad is, you should go for Kiddush, because it's more tzadim, it's every Shabbos, you go for Kiddush. That's what's more tzadim. Now Yanki, tzadim, here, it's not an order, it's a shala of which one I'm going to do. Am I going to do Yayin, am I going to Kiddush, or am I going to do Nechanaka? It's one or the other. It's not something which I'm going to have a say that I'm questioning the order of events. Okay? And once it's Tazir. On the other hand, Chanukah has a very big mila. This mila is not to be underestimated in any way at all. The mila of Pirsum Anessa. The Ner Chanukah's idea is Pirsum Aness, and Pirsum Aness is a very strong swara. Pirsum Aness is very strong. I mean, I can tell you even that the halacha is when it's Pirsum Anessa, which includes Ner Chanukah and Arba Kaisis on Pesach, the halacha is more than any other mitzvah, where the halacha is I don't have to spend more than a chomish of what I've got, a fifth of what I've got. When it comes to Pirsum Anessa, the din is you've got to be even shoyel al apsochim. He's got to be moiche, he's got to sell his clothes in order to be able to have enough money to buy, and he can be shoyel al apsochim. He's allowed to go around for stock in order that he has to, in order to have this Pirsum Anessa. But that's not the point I want at the moment. The Gemara says, so which one comes first? Do I go after the Todir, or do I go after the Pirsum Anessa? So, you see from here already, it's very clear in the Gemara that Todir is not just something which dictates to me an order of events, and I've got a Todir and an Ein Todir, which one comes first. It's a question even when I can only do one and I can't do the other, which one do I do? And Todir plays a role. How strong the role that Todir plays is the Gemara's Shaila. You've got Todir against Pirsum Anessa here. Which one should you do? And the Gemara's Poshit the Shaila. The Gemara is Poshit that the halacha is that you go after Pirsum Anessa and Ner Chanukah takes preference over Kiddush Hayom. So even though there is a Maila of Todir, but Pirsum Anessa is stronger than it. Why is it stronger? Why? Because it's not, I suppose, our decision of how to decide which one has the greater strength. But you see, Pirsum Anessa has got strength to even be mechayev a person, to obligate a person to go and be shoyel al apsochim, to ask others to help him out in being mekam. The Pirsum Anessa has got such a strong din that it takes overrides Todir as well.
It's greater than a mitaraisa.
None of them are the right. Kiddush. But not the wine for Kiddush. He's going to make Kiddush in any case. Huh?
Yeah. The wine is
strong. Yeah. What do you say?
Yes.
The Ran says he has money for Chalas. Yeah.
And he's not.
Then Chalas comes first because he doesn't have to starve. As I said, the Ran says. And anyways, the Raisa. According to the Ran, that's the Raisa. We hold, actually, you don't need bread or wine. Just saying is also the Raisa. But what's another story? Maybe there'll be Mechalim in another year. What's that? Are we alright? Are we okay? Yeah. Comes Tosis, and says, well, I've now got a Shaila. What do you do for Haftarah when it comes to Shabbos, Chanukah, Shchodesh? Shabbos, Chanukah, or Shchodesh, what do I do? So if I judge it with Todir, I'd go for Shabbos. Yeah? Or Shchodesh maybe, because it's more Todir than Chanukah. But suddenly not Chanukah. And what do? Chanukah. We give the Chanukah the preference. Do you know how I know that? From this Gemara. Because Chanukah is Pirsum HaNisa. Even when it comes to which Haftorah I should do, it's Pirsum HaNisa. Today's Chanukah, that's also part of the Pirsum HaNes. Therefore, says Tosis in Shabbos Chof Gimel on the base, in the same way as Pirsum HaNisa, when I've only got money for either Manei Chanukah or for Kiddush HaYom, then I say, do the Nei Chanukah and don't do the Kiddush. In exactly the same way, I'm only going to do one haftarah, I'm not going to do three haftarahs. So the haftarah you should do is haftarah of Chanukah because of Todeh, because of Pirsum HaNisa, and it overrides the din of Todeh and Einet Todeh. As I state in Tosis, that is Tosis in Shabbos, Daf Chof Gemul, Omel Beis. Comes the Mogen Avrom, in Shulchan Aruch, in Tofresh Pei Dalad, and he says the following, carefully, is in Tosfos in Sukkah, Daf Nun Dalad Omer Beis says different. That's what the Mogen Avraham says. He says, you know, the Mogen Avraham was very, very miserly with his words. Yeah, I don't know if it's the right word to use, but he was very miserly with his words. Very concise. Yeah? Concise. Definitely careful. Yeah? I shouldn't use that word, should I? Okay. He says, just look at Tosfos and Sukkah Nun Dalad Omer Beis, and you see that Tosfos doesn't hold up. What's he want with Tosfos? Little Tosfos, a tiny Tosfos. It's just about Veloi, Rav, Safra, Hoya, Yochad, about six words in the Tosfos. What's that going to want? The Gemara is dealing over there, a very simple question. Tam the Beis HaMikdosh. When they used to say, the Levim used to say the Shir Shalyom. So you had Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Question is, which Shir Shalyom did they say by the Korban? Which Shir Shalyom? Did they do the Shabbos Shir, or did each had a different Shir, or did they do Rosh Chodesh? Rosh Chodesh had its Shir, Shabbos had its Shir. Which Shir do you do when it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh? So there's a suggestion in the Gemara that you do both. You do both, you do both. That means you can say both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, we do. You do Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, it's no problem, you can say both Shir Shalyom. Suggestion in the Gemara. Then the Gemara asks a question. The question of the Gemara is that it says in a Braisa, the Gemara says Meisve, says, Shir Shal Shchoidesh Doicha Shal Shabbos. Shir Shal Shchoidesh Doicha Shal Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Doicha means you're only saying Shchoidesh, you're not saying Shabbos. Says, nah. Says the Gemara, my Doicha, Doicha Lekadim. You do Rosh Chodesh first. Let's not go into... Okay, you do Rosh Chodesh first. Let's go into it. You do Rosh Chodesh first. Says the Gemara of Amai. Why do you do that? Todir v'she'en and todir, todir kodim. What does it mean, todir v'she'en and todir kodim? You do Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Why should you do Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos? That's the Gemara's kasha. Says Tosfos, B'loi Rav Safra hoya yochel l'hakshis kein. What did Rav Safra say? Rav Safra was the one who said, "My toder or my doicha, doicha lekadim." Well, oh, doicha lekadim. Then we've got a question: toder v'she'ena toder toder kadim. Says Tosfos, even had Rav Safra not said that doicha means lekadim, but we had learnt the brisa as we understood it ourselves. That it means you say one and not the other, the Gemara could still have asked the Kasha, Todir v'she'ene Todir, Todir koidim. So Tosfos clearly says that even when there's a question of which Shir Shalyom, I should say, should it be Rosh Chodesh, should it be Shabbos, the Gemara could still have asked the Kasha, of course it should be Shabbos because Todir v'she'ene Todir, Todir koidim. Clearly, says the Mogen Avraham, Tosfos understood that the din of Todeh v'she'ena Todeh, Todeh Kodim is applicable even when I'm only going to do one and I'm not going to do the other. That is the Mogen Avraham's Ha'orah on the Tosfos in Shabbos. The Tosfos in Shabbos is, when is a question of doing one Chanukah or Rosh Chodesh for Haftorah, I'm going to do Chanukah because Pirsum HaNisa, as if Tosfos threw out the whole concept of Todir when I'm only going to do one and not the other. Again.
When was Todir and no person?
Yes, very good. Right, you've got it. Yes. Yeah, you've got it. Yes. Says the other friend. Very good. Yes. Says the other friend. That was your difficulty. That was your one. Says the other friend. the other frame on the side of Shulchan Aruch, listen, there's no contradiction here whatsoever. It's a very simple, simple klal. When I've got a din of todir v'she'ena todir, whether it's to be maktim, an order, or whether it's to do only one and not the other, avada, avada, I'm going to use the klal, the rule of todir v'she'ena todir, todir koidim, whether it's order or whether it's just the one. I call it, there's a din lekadim, which is to be maktim, and there's a din lidchois, to be doicha. In both cases, I'm going to use the concept, the principle of todir v'she'ena todir, todir koidim. But, when there's a conflict, dahainu, I've got todir fighting with prosumenissa. On one side I've got prosumenissa, which is claiming for its position, and I've got todir claiming for its position. Then we make a difference. What does it mean? That if I'm talking about doing all of them, but just an order, then I still give preference to the todir over prosumenissa. But when I've got a question of doing one or the other, then prosumenissa takes preference over todir. It's not a kasha why. You need prosumenissa to happen by hook or by crook. It's got to happen. So if it's a question of order, he can wait. He doesn't mind if todir takes preference and todir goes first. But if it's a question of doing one and not the other, I've got to do prosumenissa, and prosumenissa takes it. But, if I've got todir against an eino todir, without the additional clout of prosumenissa, then I'm going to just be judge it, even if I'm only going to do one, with a todir, todir v'sheino, todir, todir koidim. Now.
If it's todir,
yeah.
The question is, if that todir is a midaraisa todir.
Leave that. That's an additional point, which also you're 100% right, which does come into play. 100% midaraisa comes from the rabbanon according to many. So it's also, you have to leave that to me for another time as well. Okay, so I've got two bookings in it. Yeah. Shavuot Rosh Chodesh Avtara, again, no pesimilis. Why do you do Rosh Chodesh? Yeah, so you have to come on to the other reasons of Tosis. You're 100% right, which is that you do with what you finished. And the last kriya was Rosh, that's another time in Tosis, that's why we do it. I mean, otherwise you can't 100% be right. It would be just a question of Todah and Todah, which one would you do first? Okay. Why does Yom Tov take in Kriyas HaTorah? In Kriyas HaTorah, why don't you say Todah v'sheinu Todah Todah Kodim? I think what you have to say is that on Shabbos there's a chayv of Kriyas HaTorah. It doesn't necessarily have to be the Seder of the week. And if Chazal found it more important to line the Kriyas HaTorah of Yom Tov, but you still line seven Kruim then, even if it's Shabbos Yom Tov. Okay, that's what you have to say. Now the Maisa is. This diyun, whether todir v'she'ena todir works both for being maktim and to be doicha, in Furush Gemara, it's a pele on these achronim even that they don't quote the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Zvachim which talks about. I won't go into Arichas now because we'll run out of time. The Gemara in Zvachim in Perek Kol HaTodir with Naftalik, which talks about in the Beis Hamikdash, the Tomid comes before the Musaf. And all things like that, we say todir v'she'ena todir, todir is koidim, when you're being makrif both of them. There's another Gemara Menachos which talks about when the tzibur only had money to buy one of the korbanos, they could either the tomid or the musaf. The Gemara again uses the din of todir v'she'ena todir, todir koidim. You've got to spend the money for the more todir rather than to spend it for the one which is less todir. And Tosfos actually is Ma'orer, that the rayas that the Gemara brings to these shailas in the Gemara in Zvachim are not the same as the Gemara in Menachos, and Tosfos doesn't say why, but all the Acharonim say because it's two different shailas. One is a question of Lekadim, and one is a question of Lidchos. That is the Maisa of the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Zvachim and the Gemara in Menachos. Pele is, Kiveiga has a tshuva. In Tshuva Tess, somebody hasn't got money. enough to buy himself a pair of tefillin and mezuzahs. He brings a Yerushalmi. He's got, either can spend his money for a pair of tefillin, or he can spend his money for mezuzahs for his house. What should he do? There's a machlokes in the Yerushalmi. And Rabbi Kiveika understands that one mandama in the Yerushalmi says mezuzah is more todir.
No,
you got it on Shabbos and Yom Tov as well. Tefillin, you don't have on Shabbos. Okay, mezuzah shmir also comes in. That's how Rabbi Kiveika says, if you're going to ask me, where do you find that todir is going to dictate to you that I do this one against the other one? Todir, after all, is only a mila in an order of doing one before the other. So he points to this Morgan Avraham in Tofresh Pei Dalet, which we mentioned before, says, you see that todir is doicha as well. It's funny that Kivega should quote only a Morgan Avraham for that, because it's Mufurisha Gemara in Menuchas. The Gemara says in Menuchas. And I did find that Achronim do ask this question of Kivega, why he doesn't quote the Gemara, rather than quoting the Morgan Avraham. So that's the Ha'ora of Dvar Halacha. I want to say a few minutes left at Dvar Agoda as well. You know that Parshas Miketz is generally Shabbos Hanukkah. When I say generally, in the last, I don't know how many years, I remember once it wasn't. It does happen very rarely. Otherwise, there wouldn't be a Haftarah for Miketz. Okay? We need one. It's always Shabbos Hanukkah. It's not always Shabbos Hanukkah. One year, a few years ago, it didn't work out. It was Vayeshev, and it wasn't Miketz. It does happen very rarely, but it does happen. I remember at the time, it was considered as, I can't remember how many years ago it was. It was considered as a very rare occasion, Parshas Miketz. So, it's very interesting that one tries to find Ramazan of Hanukkah in the Parsha of Miketz. Some say the Chimesh, it says from the time, you know, Chimesh, it's Rosh HaTevis, Mila, Chodesh, Shabbos, the Chimesh, okay, it's very nice. I got a Rishon. Shilta Giborim is a Rishon. We're not talking about Achronim, we're talking about a Rishon, the Shilta Giborim. It says something very strange. It says, you've got a Posuk, which says, Utvoyach, Tevach v'hochin. Utvoyach Tevach v'hochin. You remember when Utvoyach Tevach v'hochin says in the Pasuk, it says when the brothers came and Yosef was mechaber them with a suda, it says Utvoyach Tevach v'oshech the korban, v'usmach the korban, v'oshech an animal v'hochin, and we'll have a suda together. Utvoyach Tevach v'hochin. So the Shilta Giborim says, Shulta Gemara on the Malta, he says, Ani Yom Tov HaKosef, his name was Yom Tov, Ani Yom Tov HaKosef, Kibalti Simon, B'Parshas Miketz, Utvoyach Tevach V'Hochein, if you take the Ches of Tevach and the word V'Hochein, makes Chanukah. The word V'Hochein has got one letter missing from Chanukah. That's the Ches from the previous word. Tvoyach Tevach V'Hochein is Chanukah. By the way, where do you find in davening a similar thing? Well, I'm not going to spend time on it because we'll really run out. Sim Sholem Toiv Avrocha. Now, Uvrocha, the last two letters of Avrocha, Chein Vo, and the Vov of Chesed also makes Chanukah. So that's not just in Chanukah. That's today we said it twice, but. Only Mr. Chaim Chaim Okay. Okay. I'm glad you recognize that it's an Ashkenaz. Right? the Shilta Gibbon carries on, and he says, Tavoyach Tevach is Gematria 44. Tavoyach Tevach is Gematria 44. How many Neiris? You know the boxes, yeah? Yeah. All boxes of prices, candles. 44, yeah? It's 36 and 8 Shemos is 44. It's unbelievable, yeah? Tvoyach, Tevach, Vochin, Chanukah, and that's a good Shaykh, it's Chanukah. It's really, thank you very much, very nice remez. But a Rishon should say that Tvoyach, Tevach, Vochin has got to do with it. I'll tell you something, Rabbi Yisai, has very, very much to do with it, and you won't believe it even. Let me try and explain the few minutes that I have left. In Parshas Vayishlach, we all remember the story where Yaakov and the Sarash and Esau fought. Who won? Yaakov, but he came out with a bit of a, which created a love in the Torah of Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael as Gid Anoshe. Because of that story, Al Kain Lo Yochlu Bnei Yisrael as Gid Anoshe. Now, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, the Shloah Kodesh says, very interesting. Shloah Kodesh says, Kaf, the word Kaf, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, means that Be'emes, first of all, it says in the Zohar Kodesh, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, he was able to injure him slightly. Injuring slightly is a remez, and that's what the Chinuch says as well, is a remez for the, all the generations where the goyim are able to do something, but Chas v'Shalom never destroyed Klal Yisrael. He was a little bit lame afterwards, and he was tzalei al yerechai, al kein lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael asked Anosha to remember the Chinuch says, always, 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 even when there's Chas v'Shalom a tzora about Klal Yisrael, they'll get out of the tzora and they'll have a geula from it, and that's what the Gid Anosha is supposed to remind us of. Al kein lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael asked Anosha, zeh shtek in Chinuch. The Shloah HaKodesh says, Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov. You know, we learn in today, Kaf Achas Asorazov Melea Kateres. Now, if you turn Kaf round, it becomes Pach. Pach was a Pach Shemen, same as Pach. And the Shloah Kodesh says, it's not so simple. He says, Kaf is two letters, a Kaf and a Pe. Kaf is the palm of the hand, Pe is the mouth. He says, what you're supposed to have is an open hand to give tzedakah, and a closed mouth, not to speak Lashon Hara. So, Pach is a closed pay and an open Chof. Kaf is the other way round. Kaf is a closed Chof, it's more closed than the end of Chof, and an open mouth, because pay, the open pay. And the Shloah Kodesh says, in the time of Chanukah, the problem was, they were kamtzonim, I used the word before, miserly, they were miserly people, they didn't give tzedakah, and they were malshinim, they were per pasuach. And the ness was, when the chashmonoim arranged, and were menatzeach, and the melchoma, it turned from kaf into pach, and that was the pach shemen, and the pach is the per sosum, and the Kaf Pesuch, and that's why the Mogen Avraham says that you should give tzedakah on Chanukah more than any other time, because of this, what happened at it. That's the Hazir Sheik Neshah Kodesh. Now, if you remember, there's a Maril, when it says that Yaakov got Baruch Hashem Refu Shalema, Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. Do you know that the Maril, which is also a Kadman and a Rishon, the Maril says, Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh is a remez to Nei Chanukah, because Vayizrach Loi is Lamed Vov Neiretz, and Hashemesh is plus the Shamash. Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. So it's unbelievable. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. Actually, this Shemesh is Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. You know that, Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh, yeah? Vayizrach Loi Chanukah Dvara. The Shloah says Kaf and Pach is exactly to be Meramas Chanukah, because the reason why Layochel Bnei Yisrael's Gid Anoshe is to remember, even if there's a Tzor and Klal Yisrael, they'll always get out of the Tzor, and that's what happened in Chanukah. Chanukah, what happened was, they had a tzora, they had a gezeira on them, and they got out of it. So remembering that was a remez in Vayizrach Loi Hashemesh. Actually, it says another story as well, Yaakov, what brought him into this, because he'd gone back for the pachim ketanim, and it says in some sforim and midrashim, that this pachim ketanim that Yaakov went back to became afterwards that pach shemen, that was the nes of Nei Chanukah. So we're talking about things which had very much to do with the Nei Chanukah. That's the pachim ketanim, that's the vayizrach Loi Hashemesh, and that's the vateka kaf yerech, and that's al kein loyechlu bnei Yisrael asked Gid Anoshe. Coming back to Tvayach Tavach V'Hochen, it says in the Baruch Hu, it's Mefurash Gemara, the Gemara says, what did he do, Yosef, with the Tvayach Tevach V'Hochen? So the Gemara says, with Tvayach Tevach, he shechted them and he showed them that he did the Shechita properly, because otherwise they wouldn't have eaten it. And he also, V'Hochen, showed them that he removed the Gid Anoshe. V'Hochen means he removed the Gid Anoshe. So you see that this V'Hochen, the Gemara in Chulin, actually says, refers to Yosef having taken out the Gid Anoshe. Now this, Al-Kein Lo-Yoichel Bnei Yisrael's Gid Anoshe, was this whole story of Vateka Kaf Yerech Yaakov, and that's why Al-Kein Lo-Yoichel Bnei Yisrael's Gid Anoshe, which was Chanukah. Says that Shulter Gibarim, you've got a remez of Utsvayach Tevach V'Hochen of Chanukah in Parashas Mikes, because the Gemara says it was the Gid Anoshe, and the Gid Anoshe is a remez taka to Chanukah, and that's why all the Ramazim of Vayizach Loi Hashemesh. And I'll take a kafir says over there. I wish you all the Chanukah.